The first thing is thank you for being here. You are brave people. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we can only figure that you either really want to hear what we have to say or you're catatonic. We hope it's the former. And borrowing a we have a blivet to deliver to you today. We have far too much weight to deliver into far too small a bag. And so one thing we want to do is tell you what we're going to tell you before we get into it, so you can see us kind of edging to the conclusions. Alas, we need about an hour and a half to talk to you about this stuff, and we've got a third of that. The gravamen of what we have to say is this. 8 years ago, Ben Bernanke, so that the financial mechanisms of our country and the rest of the world might not collapse, instituted a process called quantitative easing. That kept the banking system alive. It also shoved more than $4 trillion into the banking system. One of the problems with that was that, at least on the consumer side and through much of American industry, there was no appetite for debt. About the only place that was really interested in borrowing money was the hedge fund and private equity world. And they saw free money and said Hosanna and started borrowing like crazy men. One of the unlooked-for effects of that was that